Transportation planners from around the Rochester region are leaving the city with some new ideas about planning for pedestrians after what they're calling a walk audit through downtown. WXXI's Brett Dahlberg was there.
The audit's led by Mark Fenton. He's a Brockport native and now an adjunct professor at Tufts University in Boston. He's leading a group of a couple dozen people through the city as they look for things like accessible crosswalks, buildings that are inviting to pedestrians, roads that are lined with sidewalks and benches instead of just being designed for cars to speed down.
As I walk, I'm cataloging those kinds of things to affect my score up or down.
Fenton has each person rate each block's walkability on a scale from 1 to 10.
The beauty of this little scoring thing is I might give it a 7, you might want to give it a 2. That's fine. We'll talk about that at intervals.
As the group walks along Broad Street in downtown, Haley Farrington notices a problem.
Look at this guy. He's just crossing the road in the middle of the road because it's not immediately intuitive. And his safety is jeopardized right now because he didn't wait for the crossing symbol and just went for it.
Farrington's a community coordinator for the Genesee Finger Lakes Regional Planning Council. She says noticing when pedestrian infrastructure isn't easy to use is the first step to fixing it. Fenton, the tour leader, says small adjustments like where curb cuts are placed and how crossing signals are timed can make a big difference for encouraging people to get around a city in ways that don't involve a car.
And that's one less car in the downtown that's adding to the traffic, to the bad emissions, to the parking problems, right?
Common Ground Health, the Rochester nonprofit that invited Fenton, says the more cities and towns can encourage people to get around under their own power, the better the health outcomes for their residents. Brett Dahlberg, WXXI News.